Jesus loves us. We are loved and we are his. Jesus knew that his time left on this earth was short, and he spent part of that night, precious time, with his friends, sharing a meal and showing them how loved they were. He lavishly and lovingly took time to do something that didn't make much sense to his disciples, but showed his deep love and care for them. After Jesus did this, he gave all of us a new commandment: to love one another. I don't always identify or understand foot washing, and the practice for me at times is hard to get over my embarrassment and inhibitions of people touching my feet. But what I do understand is the physical act of love. A gentle touch or a hug. These days are a bit different, and love looks like a smile over Zoom or comments during a Facebook live stream. Today, God's love came to me in the form of an email from a longtime friend and the gift of applesauce. I know that we are missing worship in person, and we're missing the Eucharist. Judith wrote this week in the newsletter about this time of fasting that we find ourselves. The reality is that sheltering in place is hard. We collectively are going through a national trauma that affects each one of us differently, while at the same time, our lives continue. Babies are born, people die, life is canceled, jobs change. In among it all, we are finding that we need new ways to show love and to feel loved. For us as church, the first way that we love differently is actually by sheltering in place and fasting from in-person worship and Eucharist. We are doing these things that are hard out of love for one another. Yes, we are missing the outward sign of the Eucharist, but the inward spiritual grace is not absent from us. I don't know if the body of Christ has a half-life, but I do know that as baptized members of the body of Christ, we have more ways to be sustained. We are not alone in our fast and isolation. God is here, and God is with you in your homes and is in each one of us. The psalmist says that they will fulfill their vows to the Lord. We too have vows, baptismal vows. We will renew our baptismal covenant at the vigil, but I think that in this time, when our ability to partake in the Eucharist has been halted, it is important to remember that our identity as members of Christ's body are accessed in other ways as well. Our baptismal promise is that with God's help, we will continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers, that we will resist evil and repent when we need, to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ, to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves, and to strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being. Only one of the vows we make in baptism is about Eucharist. We have so many other ways to love and be loved. Our church buildings might be closed, but the church isn't. Yes, how we feel love and show love may need to change, but we can, with God's help, answer that command and live our vows to God. In just a few weeks, this pandemic has already brought to light the many places where our choices as a country and a society have created ways that are unloving and continue to cause pain and fear. Maybe now is the time that we start listening to what the Holy Spirit is calling us to do, to help see injustice and give all the dignity that is each one of our birthrights as children made in God's image. Not only are we worried about illness and death, but there are the issues of health insurance that's tied to employment while people are losing their jobs, children who are stuck in homes with violence and abuse that nobody is seeing, children also that are desperate for lunch or breakfast, and schools that are no longer able to provide them. People who are estranged from family that now feel even more isolated. We are called to show God's love to these and so many more, both now and in the future, so that our vows might be fulfilled in the presence of God and the presence of God's people. We don't have to worry, because God is with us, giving us the strength that we need to boldly and bravely love in new ways. In our new ways together, I pray that as the living members of the body of Christ, we will be able to think outside the box to love those around us. Who knew all of us, even those in our 90s, could be church together on Zoom and Facebook? Perhaps in our new attempts, each one of us will feel we are loved beyond all measure, exactly where we are in our faith or our doubt, in our joy or grief, in our worries and our fears. We are truly beloved in the sight of God, and may we hold tightly to the knowledge this Holy Week and into the unknown certainties of the upcoming Easter season. For over the next 3 days, we, as the body of Christ, travel a well-worn path. I know that I am finding comfort and solace in the familiar stories and celebrations of remembrance, and I pray that you will as well.